good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for January 12th, 2014. Koyo Kubota here. So very glad you joined us. Yes, indeed. We're into the new year. And everybody's common thing is, any resolutions? Well, I don't know. I was thinking, you know, in our lay ministry program, curriculum and so forth, we added, it's a two-year program, but we added a third year of practicum, we call it. And this is, the first 2 years are where you have weekly reading assignments and then weekly written reports on that reading assignment and then calling in and discussing things on that. The practicum is a time period when you're supposed to practice teachings in your everyday life. And so right now we're like, we have certain teachings that I guess you could call them, teachings that I particularly like, I found valuable personally, and so there's a sort of a collection of them. And so we take one each month, and the participants work on that teaching, and then report on their experiences, write it up. And so at the end of that third year practicum, you know, they have a collection of, we could call them Bright Dawn Center teachings, and they applied them, struggled with them, found the challenges, worked with them, formed the, maybe even modified them, formed the offshoots or you know, their own personalized modifications of them, whatever. But it really helps to ingrain the teachings. Not that you see, learning about teachings is one thing. Oh yeah, I've heard of that teaching before. Yeah, that sounds good, blah, blah, blah. But unless you use them, okay, they don't become really part of yourself. So this practicum is designed to try to do that so that you're at a deeper level, so to speak, in your consciousness, to become part of an attitude or a philosophy of life that can influence how you interact with everyday life situations. So that's what we're doing. And then sort of a side benefit of this for me is that I would like to incorporate all these Bright Dawn Center typical teachings into, I'm supposed to write a new book called The Way of Oneness, which sort of talks about our approach, the foundation of which, of course, was laid by my father, the Reverend Guillaume M. Kubose, and kind of like our Bright Dawn Center's manifesto or something like this. And part of it would be, well, these are the kind of teachings, for example, black is white. This was a phrase that my father used and he had written about in an article. Black standing for all dark times and so unfortunate events. Black is white. White means, oh, no darkness. You know, everything, you know, blue skies. Sometimes something in the spiritual world, misfortune is fortune. It's because of some challenge, some suffering that opened up a spiritual life. But that's what it means, black is white. Misfortune becomes fortune, a fortunate event, in another kind of way, you see. And this helps, can help to balance out and give a wider perspective to life events. Then we don't get stubborn or narrow, closed-minded, that in ways that will victimize oneself. Oh, this is right and wrong. This is fair and unfair. This is good and this is bad, period. But then, as you change, or under different circumstances or context, at a different time, you're not the same person. A week later, a month later, a year later, why are you hanging on to something, okay, and being victimized by it? This kind of thing. So I just thought I'd give you a little update what's been going on recently in our lay program and so forth. Today's guest to give us a Dharma glimpse is Roger Sayo of Florida. He was part of our LM5 group. And I know that for people in California and Florida, we haven't been banged by the cold weather storms, but it's certainly been in the news. And I know that all I could say is try to stay warm, everybody. Okay, Roger Sayo.
As I struggled to think what could form the substance of a Dharma glimpse, I tried out several majestic ideas. The Heart of Wisdom Sutra was one, but Reverend Kabosi just did that in the winter newsletter. I looked back at things that were personal, like my own bout of cancer, which came to mind, but that really seemed too insular. And then it occurred to me the fact that others would participate in this Sunday's Dharma study is really a worthy Dharma glimpse in itself. This community of people from around the country and sometimes from around the world comes together each week to create one of the three jewels. The three jewels are the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Without the Buddha, there would be no Dharma to study or live. Without the Dharma, there would be no community of followers to support or be supported by. And without the Sangha, our own individual practices would be subject to personal idiosyncrasy and error. Together, as a community of Buddhist practitioners, we support each other, and we keep each other from going too far astray. So this Dharma glimpse is about the importance of others in my life, including many of you listening, whom I've never met. In the practice of oneness Buddhism, the Bodhisattva is not mentioned often. In Mahayana Buddhism, of which oneness Buddhism is a part, there is the Bodhisattva vow, which is really to put others first and hold nothing back. This shows me the importance of community and the importance of understanding and being part of the wider world. So my Dharma glimpse is that the opportunity to be part of this oneness Buddhism Sangha allows me and each of us to carry out our own study of the Dharma, and to better understand ourselves and our relationship to the people and things in our lives. Living as part of a Sangha gives a rich awareness to life that is missing without this deep connection between people, most of whom have never met. Each of us are Dharma friends who support each other and who are deeply supported by all the others. Your presence in this Sangha is an important part of the support that I get for my own practice. For this, I bow deeply in Gassho and thank you all. May you be well.
Thank you very much. As I listen to this Dharma glimpse about the importance of the Sangha, indeed, sometimes when we think about the three treasures, we think, oh, the Buddha's the most important thing. And then certain most religions, the main emphasis is on, well, you could call him the founder or the, you know, and I think there is there has been scholarly writings about how religions are formed and so forth, and so when the scholars come from a particular framework or approach that centers upon the main person, whether it's Muhammad or Jesus, or, you know, as the center point of focus, then when they come to Buddhism, then they, that's why they call it Buddha, from Buddhism, as a main thing, and that's how it's presented. So right in the title, Buddha, you know, Buddhist, Buddhism, the word Buddha, okay, is the main focus. Within Buddhism itself, we could see that the Buddha said, in his own words, he said, when he was on his deathbed and he told all of his followers, you know, the Dharma is your teacher. The Dharma is your teacher. So we find a different, approach, where he doesn't see himself as a charismatic, as the, you know, as the focus, say, of, if you want to talk about salvation or even enlightenment, you look at the Dharma. And then when you think about, you think the Dharma, oh, the Dharma must be the most important thing. Well, in a way that's true. But the Dharma, if you consider it as the teachings, could be called dead unless they come alive in people. So actually, all three are really integrated together, and we should not make the mistake of putting any one of the two treasures on the highest pedestal. One of the characteristics of our lay ministry program is that it's not a solitary journey. If people did reading assignments and wrote reports, submitted their reports, and that was all, that was what the program was, it would have been a very limited experience. We meet weekly, live teleconference, small group teleconference, and they talk, give an oral report. And the oral report, most of the time spent on an individual's oral report is not talking about their own report, but it includes talking about what they gain by reading other people's written reports. So, well, I really resonated to so-and-so's when they mentioned this part. Okay. or I really like this, or oh, this here was, I never thought about it this way. And they all experience, we didn't realize the extent to which the impact would be of these mini sanghas that developed, the relationship and the impact of these small group experiences. Wow. They read the same thing, and yet people saw it in different ways or different aspects of it. It really brings to life that particular teaching or insight. Wow. If you look at it this way, that way, this way. This deeper connection with others really is, I guess sociologists have said, a human being, you know, is a social animal. Sometimes we think about a wise person as maybe that hermit isolated in the mountains, and they're definitely, it is important that someone be by themselves. But that's not that would be the wrong thing to put on the pedestal. Self-introspection, self-reflection is the modus operandi of the Buddhist approach. Not looking for things outside, but looking deep within, actualizing one's Buddha nature. You want to talk it like that. Taking a look at oneself. But that's just part of it. Going and coming. You come into yourself, and then you got to go out into the world. You got to interact with your family, friends, co-workers, retail people, other drivers. And this is where it's sort of like, you know what it's like? Creative problem solving. A great scientific breakthrough, an artistic realization. But if that's all it is, you got to make it work in the real world. Otherwise, it's just fanciful musings. You have to make it work in the real world. And that's not easy. It takes, you take that seed or nut or nucleus, that great idea aspect, in order to make it work, to apply it. You might have to modify it, massage it. And that in itself is a lifetime work in progress. All of us are artists of life. And an artist has to produce. He produces something. You've got to show it in your life. And that always happens in our relationships. By relationships, I mean in the broadest term, with other people. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, you keep going. And you have a very beautiful day. Thank you.